Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Here's your chance to have some fun and support a good cause. American Farmers and Ranchers LEAD program is sponsoring a golf tournament to support State Question 777, Oklahoma's Right to Farm, on July 11. The event will be at the Greens Country Club, one of Oklahoma City's top private golf venues. For more information, go to AFR's website, IAFR.com, or check us out on Facebook. July 11th, Greens Country Club, Oklahoma City.
Cattle futures, for the most part, steady to weaker today. The one bright spot in August and September feeder cattle. August, we're up 2.5 at 144.10. September's up 22 at 143.57. Now, from October on back, the market was weaker. 42 lower in the October feeders, 60 lower in November. Past November, they drop off even more. Now, you have to remember that in November, the weights change on the feeder cattle. They will, at that point, be 700 to 900 rather than 650 to 850. They have upped the weights to better reflect the current market weights of cattle. So that starts in November, and you typically will get about a $4 weaker price just due to the 50 heavier pounds on the feeder cattle. Now, live cattle were lower today. August down $1.30 at 112.35, and they were two off their lows. October down $1.22 at 112.77. Box beef midday was a slightly higher, 95 cents higher on choice, 209.78, and select up $2.18 at 196.97. Cattle weights have been higher than the previous couple of years. Of course, they're a little bit lower than where they were last year, hovering over just below 870 pounds. But total slaughter and total beef production is slightly lower than previous years.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were mostly weaker here, but we did have some pretty good action in the soybeans. That market in August closed about 37 cents off of their lows from earlier today. It looks like they're going to settle just over $11 in August, but down 8.75. The low was 10.63. So, like I said, that's 37 cents off of 38 cents off their low. Corn 8.5 cents lower on the first 3 months. That's all the 2016 contracts. And then wheats, the Chicago wheats were down 1 to 6 cents. And then Kansas City, September down 2.5 at 4.14. December, Kansas City down 3 at 4.38. Crop conditions yesterday, corn 75% good to excellent. That was unchanged on the week. Beans 70% good to excellent, down 2%. Cotton 56% good to excellent, that was unchanged. And then the winter wheat harvest is 58% complete. Now, this time of year, markets are generally weather markets and change with every forecast. At this point, it doesn't seem like there's any real concern for the long-term forecast turning hot or turning dry. And that is part of the reason why we have sold off over $1 in the December corn. And a similar amount in the soybeans. So both of those have been weak due to weather markets. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.